Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing, Monthly Checkup. Woo! Hey guys, welcome.
Another month coming on.
Woohoo! It is the April Monthly Checkup.
April.
Yes. Are we out like a lamb?
The fourth month of the year.
Woo!
We only have 8 left of 2019.
Well, you know, hopefully it goes slow because the weather's nice now.
I know. Before you know it, we're going to be singing Dominic the Donkey. It's Christmas.
Fuck it.
Jiggity jig.
Jiggity jig.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right, and with
that. Let's get to it.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
This is our episode where we bring you a look back on everything that we posted on our Instagram account at @ So That's a Thing podcast.
Yep.
So if you're not following us,
I suggest
you do it so that you can understand what's going on. But our first post.
Yes.
From April.
Angela, you put these up. These were so funny.
I sat on this too for like a month because I was like, we got to get into at least the Easter month.
Right.
With this, so it's Ryan Gosling Easter chocolates.
Okay, so let me give you a little description here, people. So basically, it is the sculpted bust head of Ryan Gosling, the actor Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
And the bottom half is basically like a rubber duck. Right?
Well, it looks like a goose, like a gosling. That's the whole point.
Gotcha.
Goosling, yeah, it's a gosling. It's a gosling. And we apologize, Molly's been fighting a...
Yeah, sorry about my cough, guys.
There's no sorry SARS over here. She's just got a little head cold, but...
So it's the bottom part, like, but it looks like the shape of a rubber duck. Like, it looks like they molded a rubber duck in chocolate and then put Ryan Gosling's head on top.
Yes, and it's Ryan Gosling Easter chocolate that you can buy for your Easter basket. Now, I did a little research on these. It's vegan chocolate.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know if I would ooh that. Like,
that's good.
Is it good?
Yeah, it'd be fine. Yeah, it doesn't taste any different.
Okay, so it's vegan chocolate, which I felt like was even more pretentious than it's like...
Well, sure. Like, do you think he like gives these to his friends and he's like, eat my face?
Better than giving his edible ass and saying, eat my ass. It's totally. Easter, for Christ's sake. You can't hand out edible ass.
Easter, like, for Christ's sake.
Oh, it is Christ's sake.
It is for Christ's sake.
See how it all works out?
Right.
So the other thing that I thought was funny about this, when I looked it up, they also make cumber bunnies.
Okay.
For Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
And it's his face with a bunny head. And it's the chocolate. Like, it's a Benedict Cumberbatch head.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's a bunny body. So they're cumber bunnies.
And do they have, like, bunny ears and stuff?
I don't know. It's just the same. Like, yeah.
Oh, the bunny. That's hilarious.
And they weren't that. They're not too expensive. I think there's, like, $20 or something like that to buy a box of Ryan Gosling Easter chocolates.
Ryan Gosling.
So, somebody had a lot of time on their hands with that one. So
that's great.
Yeah. So
I wonder if he gets any of the money from them.
I would hope so. That's his likeness. I mean, if you're going to put my face on a chocolate goose, I would...
Next year, Easter idea.
I would like a royalty from that, regardless of the amount. I mean, how'd you afford this mansion?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
For my chocolate ducks. For my Easter ducks.
Okay, so our next post.
Yes. Oh, this is my favorite.
I loved this one. I think this is my favorite this month, too.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember who sent this to me. It was on Facebook.
It is jean underwear. They were called denim panties.
Denim panties.
So they look like the top part of your jeans, but then it's just cut off right where, like, your hips are in, like, the shape of underwear.
Yeah, it's a pair of high... hipped underpants that are jeans instead of
and then instantly,
what are your underwear made out of?
Right,
lace,
cotton.
basic bitch.
So what cracked me up is, I don't know, like, and I commented on this, I don't know if you got that, but, like, did you watch I'm having a brain fart.
Do you smell burnt toast?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Never Nudes. Like, do you know what Never Nudes are?
We talked about Never Nudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tobias Fünke.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Shit, why am I brain farting on the show?
Because you have a head cold.
I do. Everyone's it's screaming okay. at us right now. But anyway, yeah. so this is like the ladies' like version of the Never Nudes. Yeah, yeah, you could totally wear the underwear. I love this one.
Well, I thought it was funny. One of our followers, Hillary, pointed out, and she called them janties.
That's great.
So I thought that was awesome. The thing that I cracked, like...
Arrested Development, sorry.
Oh, there you go. Yes. They're over $300.
Are you fucking kidding
me? No. If you want a pair of janties or denim panties or whatever you want to call them, ladies never nudes, it's like $300. And what? The thing is, they're not underwear. So even though they look like panties, it's actually to be worn like a shorts.
Yeah, well, in the photo, like she's wearing, like, a regular shirt.
Yeah, like they're, like,
we're going out.
Yeah, but why would you wear these?
Because
what shoe goes with this?
Definitely stiletto.
Oh, okay. Not a croc.
Not a croc. Because you a hoe.
I was just trying to figure out. I was a little upset.
You better be waxed if you're wearing these, yeah, I'll tell you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they are pretty slim to the vag. And, I just can't imagine if they would come out with like a thong of that or whatever. But yeah,
it's turning into a thong as you're walking down the street.
We're getting looser and looser with our fashion, I think. So, anyways, yeah. So denim panties are now a thing. So if you see them at Coachella, let us know.
Oh, I'm sure they're all over the place.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody sees them though because they're all on their phones taking pictures.
Those would be hot as hell though at Coachella. Like, why would you want? I don't know. Like, I feel like you would get rash.
You got some swank going on.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, you would get some bad rash from bad that. Rash. Like, hashtag bad rash.
Oh my god.
Hashtag lube life.
Bad rap. I can't even say that fast. Oh, that's hilarious.
All right, next.
We had the, I wrote down a slug earbug, but they're also the snail.
Snail, yeah, that's earbuds. What I had it written down. Snail earphones or earbuds, yeah.
Yeah, these I just put up because I just thought they were really funny. Like, for all your slow listening needs.
Right.
Basically, it's like your earbud, but it looks like a snail.
They basically put a molded, yeah, like a bug. It looks exactly like a bug on your
yeah, so like the part that earbud. Goes into you, it looks like you actually have like a bug sitting on your ear.
Yeah.
Like a snail or whatever.
Which I think it's kind of cool. I mean, if you're trying
I'm surprised they don't have more like animals and things like that that are like on earbuds, you know? Like,
maybe you could put Ryan Gosling on there crawling into your ear.
Let me whisper in your ear. Ew, but a lot of women would want that.
All that does, though, like, looking at that creeps me out because you always hear all the time about how, like, spiders crawl into your orifices when you sleep.
Right.
And, like, you don't realize it, but then all of a sudden when you, like, kind of wake up in the middle of the night and you feel that.
Oh, that's so gross.
Something there. And I just always think of it. Snails are trying to get into your ears and lay eggs.
Did you ever watch the show Raising Hope? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and stuff. Yeah.
Well, the one chick that was in it was like the son who was like dating her. She always had a fear of spiders crawling into her mouth when she slept.
Oh, okay.
So she slept with a pair of pantyhose over her head every night.
Nice. So they couldn't get in. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
I did look it up, the slug or the snail earbuds. They're from a company called O Gizmo.
Oh, okay.
They call them gastropods.
Oh. All right.
That's what they call them, and they're $56.
What?
Yeah. $56.
$56 to look
have
cool?
Have snails on your ears.
That's stupid. I feel like I could just cut
That's stupid.
I feel like I could print out a snail picture and cut it out and like...
Just tape it to your earbuds?
Well, I would get that glue stick. That shit was the bomb. A rubber cement. Ooh. Do they still make that?
I remember... I'm sure she's not listening. Amy Baker in my kindergarten class.
Amy, why aren't you listening?
Amy Baker in my kindergarten class. Oh. She was the paste eater.
Oh.
I will never forget her. Like, they say you don't remember that sort of... I remember. Yeah. I remember Amy Baker taking that paste out of there and just wiping it on her tongue. And just, like, sucking on that brush that came out of the paste. Oh, I remember.
Well, she's probably dead.
Things were pretty toxic back in the 80s.
I mean,
for sure.
My God, Amy. Jesus. We had Booger Ben, but
Booger Ben.
I mean, he just always picked his nose and wiped it on the, what do you call it? The card or the...
Chalkboard?
No, with the pins and the...
The pins?
The... We are both cork have board?
Yes,
cork
board.
The cork you. Board. The cork board.
Cheese and rice.
I know. Jesus Christmas.
Okay. Next we have the put your face on a woman.
Yes.
I'm living so this popped up on Reddit when I was on Reddit.
I'm living for this.
And so this is a company called West End Motorsports, where they literally will take like a motorcycle. It's a motorcycle helmet.
Yep.
And then they overlay a photo of your actual face. Face.
But it's like stretched out.
So you put your face on your face.
I felt like as soon as I saw this, I was like, is she relating this to my human Uber? Is this the future of human Uber?
Right,
like,
right.
Because you put your face
on
your helmet.
Yeah.
And that was the whole point of human Uber was to like, your face is there while you're not physically there.
Right.
This is just a motorcycle helmet.
Yeah, so you can... So it looks like
we can see what handsome devil is riding that crotch rocket down the street.
Well, it made me think about too, like you know, like when you see like the badass motorcycle people, and then like in like the movies and stuff, and then they're like, "Whoa, look at that badass motorcycle guy!" And then they pull off the helmet, and it's a chick.
Oh, and her hair flows out.
Yeah, but like no fooling with this one.
No,
you know, because you could put your face on
it. Well, I could put somebody else. I could put Ryan Gosling's face on.
Oh my god, you totally could.
Oh my god, I could have his face on that helmet while. Eat his face and his chocolates.
We like Ryan Gosling, apparently.
Well, I'm just saying. But okay, so what this reminded me of was have you seen there's articles or advertisements out there you can put your face on your luggage?
Mm-mm.
So that when you go to the airport, you know, that's always the thing is that when your luggage comes out of the carousel, it's like everybody and their mother has a black suitcase.
So I have a real quick short story about that.
Yeah.
I went, me and some girlfriends, this was like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, went to Myrtle Beach.
Spring break, woo!
And I don't know if she's listening. She better be. Elizabeth, I'm talking about you.
Oh.
She grabbed.
Did she eat paste?
No. She grabbed her suitcase off of the carousel. We get all the way to the hotel. She starts opening it up and she's like, this is not my stuff.
Oh,
she took somebody else had the same suitcase and she took it.
That sucks.
And yeah, she was just like, wait, I didn't pack these shoes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And yeah, and so we had to go all the way back to the airport.
Wow.
And like, this poor person was in Myrtle Beach without her suitcase.
Right.
Like,
well, all she had to do was put her face.
Yes.
And it's the hard suitcases, those hard top suitcases is what they do. And it's basically a fat head or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, totally.
You peel and
that's
stick.
Actually a good idea.
Yeah, you peel and stick to the outside of your suitcase. So I don't know if I need a giant head photo of me shooting down the
but you should like, well, you could do it like you were like, make a photo of like you kind of looking like you're on a roller coaster. So you'd be like,
wee-wee!
Shoot out.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
But that's exactly what that made me think of. I'm like, you can really put your face on anything these days.
That's true.
I feel like our monthly episode was all about...
put your
What you can put your face on and bread.
Well, moving on to a different body part.
You could probably put your face on this too.
We had the... Okay, so it was like a gag gift, I guess, right?
It's just a leg.
It's
a
just
toy.
A leg.
It's a toy that you
so,
can buy.
So, to describe it, basically, it's like, you know, you just pull it off of the rack... And it's, I would say, about the size of a finger, right?
Oh, I think it's meant for, like, a G.I. Joe. It'd be like a G.I. Joe.
Totally.
Like, if you pulled the
leg. That's what it looks like, yeah.
Pulled the leg off of a G.I. Joe, they sold it separately.
If you need a replacement leg.
Yeah, if he got blown up in a war.
Well, what I...
And you lost his leg. And the foot, because this includes the foot.
It does say that on there.
It says that on
includes
the package.
Foot.
So it's just, you can buy just the leg.
My question is, because it does say on the packaging, well, first of all, it says ages and up. So this is for ages and up.
Well, it's for everybody.
Yeah.
It's all
and
inclusive.
It also says it is a man leg.
Right.
Well, where's the lady leg?
It's probably there. They were probably sold out.
Oh.
Everybody wants lady legs.
Pervs.
Yeah.
I did look it up, and this was made by the company Obvious Planet.
Okay.
And if you guys want to, like, go look up, like, stuff that this company makes, Obvious Planet, it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
They got some pretty... They had... They make, instead of a Cabbage Patch doll, uh-huh. you can buy a Stabby Patch doll.
Oh.
So it's a Cabbage Patch doll with a knife.
Nice! Oh, I like, love that!
They had, like, really funny gag
stuff.
Oh,
I kind of like funny. That. Oh, I'm definitely going to have to
they
check
have
that
a,
out.
You could buy an already cracked egg. Like, so it was just, like, it kind of looked like it was in, like, a clear thing. And it's obviously fake yolk,
yeah,
but it was, like, yeah, already cracked egg.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was
obviously,
just, lots
like
of gaggy
it.
Stuff.
I'll have to look that. I'll have to look into that. My whole thought with this leg thing, though, was, I get it. Like, well, no, I don't get it. But I would prefer just to sell a Barbie head because
oh, sure.
I ruined a lot
I bet you can buy that on Etsy.
Probably. Because they make jewelry out of that shit. I lost a lot. Well, I didn't necessarily lose a lot of Barbie heads, but I damaged a lot of Barbie heads. This is not a cry for help. I'm not a psycho killer, like serial killer or anything like that. But I would always try and... because I had red hair growing up.
Sure,
so
sure.
I would take my red Crayola marker
and
all of the Barbies had blonde hair. So I was like, well, I'm just going to color it red
because
I want my Barbie to look
like me.
And then it was red marker on a Barbie's hair and I would try and put like makeup
and then it
on
gets
her
on
and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I just need
well,
to replace her head.
Now they make Barbies that you can do that too.
Yeah, but I was like, now I need to replace her entire head. So I would
or
prefer...
you like cut the hair and then you realize
yes,
it doesn't grow back.
It doesn't grow back. Yeah. So I would prefer just a head.
Okay.
Okay.
Who wouldn't?
Moving on. All right.
Oh, I like this one that you put up. This one was so funny.
This was awesome.
The beanbag onesie.
Yes.
Okay.
This came from us from, so I gave a shout out to Think Geek. So THINKGEEK at Think Geek. They're kind of like, maybe not like the obvious planet that you just talked about, but they have a lot of really cool, fun gag stuff on there too. The one thing I saw, you could do your entire bathroom in Super Mario Brothers decor.
Oh, sure,
like, the tube that they go down is what holds your toothbrush.
Oh,
and
cute.
They had, like, you know, all this kind of stuff. But, so this is the beanbag onesie. It's basically a onesie that where your
onesie,
ass goes,
like a onesie for like adults.
Yes,
yeah.
Like,
so those like big pajama things
usually they're all animals and stuff like that. But this is,
weirdo
full legs,
people. Yeah.
Zip up the front, adult onesie pajamas, and the entire back side of it is a large ass beanbag so that you can just sit your ass down.
Was this never stand in line again?
Never stand in line again. You can just sit your fat ass down.
Okay, so this is super funny. Like, I get it. Like, it makes sense. Like,
it's
definitely...
It's an actual product that you
can
buy.
It has purpose. It has purpose to it. But, like, you're definitely not going through a turnstile at the subway with this thing. Like, you're not fitting through, like, small doors or anything.
It isn't a huge beanbag. Like, it is a large... You're going
to be
carrying...
Enough to sit on. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be carrying around. Like, it's like a full-size beanbag.
Right.
Yeah.
In the butt.
Attached to your ass. Yeah. My thing was, how do you go to the bathroom?
How do you wash it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, like, and you do go to the bathroom, like, you got to take it off, I'm sure, right? And then you're setting it, and, like, where is this thing setting down? Like...
Well, I would think this would be maybe more for a home use.
Okay.
Maybe for college students.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, in the dorm
in
or
the
whatever.
Dorm, like,
sure.
Haha, look at me in my funny outfit.
No,
but
you
I'm
know
also
people are wearing these everywhere.
Well, I tell you what, if I'm out drinking on one of the night, like, I don't go out that often anymore because I'm old as shit. But if I'm out drinking some night and your dumbass walks up and is bumping me in the elbow because you got a fucking beanbag onesie on.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It
does come with a hood, too.
It does, yes. So it's like $80, $90, basically.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
okay.
This thing.
I guess that's not that bad. I mean, a regular beanbag chair is probably about
like
that much.
Like $60 or something, yeah. So I did think it was funny that they had... So the beanbag chair, they kept talking about, like, never stand in line. Like, if you ever go to stand in line for concert tickets or, you know, stuff like that, this would be a good thing.
See, but that's my point, too. Like, if you're standing in line outside for concert tickets
you
and you're sitting down, like, how are you going to wash it
I
afterwards?
Wonder if the whole thing, like, covers, like, it's a cover over
you can
over
take
a
the
beanbag
out?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
I bet you probably can. But they do actually have, and I think I saw this on the Big Bang Theory, actually, it's like a foldable stool. Where it's basically like a little cane that has, it's like a one pole cane and it has like a little claw kind of at the bottom that sits, you know, so it's you can sit it. And it has a little seat that folds out from underneath it. So you can sit on it. Like, you fold it up kind of like an umbrella.
Okay. So when you the new iPhone comes out and you need to wait in line. Yes,
you can kind of flip this out and it unfolds out and this little seat comes up and you can sit on it. So you actually always have a seat wherever you go. So they do have...
That seems a little bit more like less reasonable.
Aggressive.
Yeah. That seems a little more reasonable out in the world.
You're not banging people over with your big ass butt.
This would be... You could have, like, butt fights if, like, two people had them. Like,
oh, you could like, run up behind each other like the sumo suits. You can run up behind each other and fall down. That'd be kind of neat.
Toes, oh, bunny.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So, next.
Right? We have the Frosted Flake flavored lip balm.
And
I've actually seen this at the store before.
Oh, yeah.
And I totally rolled my eyes at it. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you really love Frosted Flakes that much? You want to have it as lip balm?
Well, you know where I found this.
Where?
At the Cracker Barrel.
Oh, of course at
they
Cracker
are
Barrel.
A gem of shit.
We just need to go in there and get our...
I think we could have 19 podcasts written if we just take a trip. Just take a little road trip to the Cracker Barrel.
To the Cracker Barrel. I don't think I've ever been to Cracker Barrel
before. Get yourself
a
side of Sawmill Gravy and a Diet Coke and...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Sawmill Gravy.
I don't know what that is.
That's their gravy.
Why is it sawmill? What does that mean?
Because it's the Cracker Barrel.
I don't think I've ever been to Cracker Barrel. I don't know what that
is. Am I speaking English? How have you never fucking been to a Cracker Barrel?
Where am I going to eat a Cracker
Barrel?
Are you
an American?
Not that kind of American.
I guess not. What do you do on Sundays? Do you crack an egg in your home?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know what? We're going to do a live podcast, so that's a Cracker Barrel thing. We're going to do
barrel.
It. We got to go to the Cracker... We got to take you to the Cracker... Molly! Oh, the people watching at the Cracker Barrel is...
That's probably why I don't go.
Is superb. Have you... You've never set foot inside... So
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. What am I thinking of?
When you walk in...
I'm thinking of Bob Evans. That's different, right? I think I've been to a Bob Evans.
They're not even in the same category.
Okay.
Molly!
I'm sorry, why would I go to Cracker Barrel?
Because they have hash brown casserole!
Oh.
It's so fucking good!
Okay. Alright, and they have Frosted Flake lip balm.
When they give you syrup for the pancakes, they give you the little bottles of syrup. Like an individual bottle of syrup that's warmed up. Okay, so when
you're like in a hotel?
Yeah, when you walk into a Cracker Barrel, the entire front section. It's like a whole other restaurant. Like, before you even get to the restaurant, it's an entire store. It's the Cracker Barrel Country Store. They sell lotions. They sell shirts. They sell home decor. They sell Frosted Flakes lip balm. They sell dishes and shoes and toys and candy from days of yore. And it's an entire store. And then you walk up to the hostess and you're like, two please. And she transports you into the restaurant of Cracker Barrel. And it's all these antique things hanging on the wall. There's a huge
fireplace. So it's like country TGI Friday.
Yes! Oh my God! I've never thought of it that way. Yes! It is a country TV.
That's where it is right there. That's where you and that's not my style at all.
It's like, nobody's style.
I think the word country and barrel, like all in one place, I say no thanks.
There's a huge fireplace and they have a hearth in front of it.
Have
rock hearth. Like there's a big hearth.
What's a hearth?
Like a hearth in front of the fireplace.
I don't know what that is.
Like it's a step in the and you can sit in front of it and
you sit
at the hearth. You've never Oh my God, you're gonna come to Missouri with me sometime.
I don't think I want to.
Oh, it's so magical. And they have rocking chairs, like Cracker Barrel rocking chairs are a staple.
Okay.
And they sit in front
of you have to sit in it while you eat?
No, you sit in a regular chair, but they have these two like rocking chairs, and there's a huge.
This just seems like a place that is going to be like a place that's just going to be like a huge carb overload.
Oh yes, they have an entire so you can get a vegetable platter at the Cracker Barrel.
They have vegetables there.
They do, but so what I usually get on the vegetable platter
are they fried?
Yes. So on the vegetable platter, I get, you can get your choice of 4 or 6, and I usually do the 4. But I get mashed potatoes and gravy.
Okay.
Chicken and dumplings.
Okay.
The hash brown casserole.
Oh my god.
And a green bean because
okay.
You need a vegetable.
Is the green bean fried?
No. But you can get okra. You can get fried okra.
Okay.
You can get all kinds of stuff. I don't get that anymore. Back when I was a larger girl, is that what I would get at the barrel of Cracker Barrel? But they also have the game that, oh my god, this whole episode, we've lost so many listeners because they're like, we know what the Cracker Barrel is, move on. You know the triangle?
I really hope a lot of our listeners don't know what the Cracker Barrel is.
I hope we get sponsored by them now because this is amazing. Like, I have boosted their business.
Seems like a lot of white people in there.
Oh, there's black people in
there. Oh, really?
Mexican?
Okay. It's called Cracker Barrel.
Mexican-Americans. Cheech and Chong go in there. Mexican-Americans. They take wives with the name of Debbie. Is that a song? So anyways, it is. Cheech and Chong. Look it up.
George knows. See, that's why we're friends.
George knows what I'm talking about.
Not because you go to Cracker Barrel. It's because you know Cheech and Chong songs. That's why we're friends.
But
okay, we gotta get back to,
yeah,
to our.
Well,
our
real quick, but so even at Cracker Barrel, okay. When you're waiting for your food,
okay.
They have this little wooden game that has the pegs. That's like the tees, the golf tees, and you jump each other.
Oh yeah.
They have those at the table, and you just sit there, and you forget that it takes a while to get your food.
I'm too stressed out. I don't want to go.
Oh my god, I'm like.
No thanks.
I want some sawmill gravy now.
Sawmill gravy.
My Frosted Flakes lip balm.
Okay, what I wanted to say about the Frosted Flakes lip balm is that I did look this stuff up, and they actually sell.
Yeah.
Kellogg's does sell.
Oh, they have a whole line.
A lip balm breakfast pack.
Oh.
So
like
you can buy a breakfast pack with like Cinnamon Toast Crunch lip balm, Cocoa Puffs, Trix, Cheerios.
No.
They had
Cheerios.
Like, they had like a 5-pack.
Does it just taste like?
Maybe it was honey nuts.
Sawdust.
Sawdust.
Is there grape nuts that you just gotta...
Well, what did you say? Sawmill gravy?
It is sawmill gravy. It's so good. And they have corn muffins and apple butter. Have you ever had apple butter?
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
we're
that
gonna
does
go to
sound
the Cracker
good.
Barrel sometime. Okay. It's my treat.
Ugh. Okay.
I guarantee you're gonna like it.
At least we could talk about it on the podcast.
They have green beans.
I could report back and
they
let you guys know
vegetable
how cracked this place is.
It's not cracked. You're gonna walk out of there with a whole new wardrobe.
Oh,
and,
no!
Yeah.
Please, no.
Yeah.
I don't
and a
want
sign
to be that
says, America.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And a pecan nut log.
Oh, my God.
It's like a gas station threw up in there. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, you're not selling it at all. No.
Okay, when this episode comes out, I task everyone that has listened to this, if you enjoy the Cracker Barrel or if you've ever been, you need to comment on our post and let us know what your favorite item is at the Cracker Barrel so that Molly gets...
Try and convince me, guys.
Yes, to go.
I don't know.
It's so good. Okay, moving on.
All right, moving on. All right. We got, okay, so our next post, and I want to combine it with another one.
Yes.
Because you put up, and I actually texted you when you did this, so you put up the bread pillow.
Yeah.
So it looks like a baguette.
It's a huge
But it's not
baguette.
Like, it's not skinny and long. It's
no,
like,
it's like a body pillow.
Yeah, it's like a body pillow, but it has like the slices like a baguette.
Yes.
And it is literally a pillow.
Yes.
So it's a bread-shaped,
colored It's like
colored
a body pillow.
Pillow.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It looks exactly like a large loaf of baguette.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, literally, I was sitting there, and I had been saving it to post later that day. I pulled a, I guess, bread iPhone case? Is that how to describe it? Bread. It says it's a bread-textured iPhone case.
Oh, it's textured?
Yes.
So it's squishy?
Yes.
Oh.
So it looks like a slice of bread. Like you inserted your iPhone
into
a slice
of
bread.
Yeah.
And but it says it's textured.
Oh, I wish. I hope
so
it's squishy.
So it feels like squishy bread.
Ew, no.
So for some reason, the same day, Angela and I had bread on the brain.
Yeah.
Like, I texted her and I was just like, oh my God, I can't believe you just put that up. This is what I was about to post.
Well, and back in March, wasn't it just March? We had the baguette bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so I think we're getting into this age of where, like, maybe bread's not so bad again. Remember when carbs
right.
sucked?
Yeah,
like,
bread is terrible. Well, I haven't had bread in months.
I never stopped. First of all, I never fucking stepped on that bandwagon, you bougie bread fuckers. Like, I always eat bread. And
well, I'm not somebody I would say that,
but
like,
I'm not going to go bananas over
I'm not a bread fanatic, like, but, I mean, I like bread. Bread's great.
Oh, if you give me a good baguette, like there's a place, there's a restaurant in Las Vegas, and they serve like the warm baguette bread, and
sure.
it's so crunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside,
oh yeah, that
warm
sounds
on
good.
The inside, and
I really
so
like I like doing where you get like the sliced like round like a sliced baguette or whatever.
Yeah,
the round like little saucer.
Oh yeah,
ones,
yeah.
And you get the jardiniere.
Oh,
and you
good
put that
stuff.
With like some
yeah.
olive oil and parmesan.
Yeah, yeah,
that's real good.
Yeah, that is.
But again,
good.
Like, but I'm not somebody that's like, oh, I would die if I never had bread. Like, I'm not.
Oh,
that
I
person.
Probably would.
But for some reason, you and I both have bread on the brain, so you can get. I don't. Did you look it up? Does this bread is there? Did you is there? Did you look up the?
I looked
cost
it up,
it?
But I just want to tell you real quick that what? If you go to the Cracker Barrel,
oh God.
With every meal you get your choice of either biscuits or corn muffins. That
she's not
gonna
live this down.
That
you guys.
Automatically come with your meal. So if you really do enjoy bread or
fuck, now I gotta go to the Cracker Barrel.
They have really good corn muffins, Molly.
Ugh,
okay,
I could make you some good corn muffins. Like now I gotta go to Cracker Barrel. It's fucking called the Cracker Barrel.
It's called an experience. All right, so the bread pillow can be found on Amazon. It's
$24. Oh, it's only
$24? And Amazon is super. I wrote down right here, super reasonable. Super reasonable.
Oh,
I would purchase this.
So the bread pillow is only $24, you said, right?
Yeah. How much is
the
bread
iPhone case is $33.45.
Oh, shit.
That's
I
a
can
weird
get a
price.
Good night's sleep and you can't even hold your phone.
And you still have to pay $5 in tax and $7 in shipping.
Dicks.
Right?
Dicks. The yeah,
fuck?
The bread pillow
Zazzle.
Was, well, yeah, Zazzle.
Zazzle, that's where it's why. At. Zazzle.
Yeah, it was on Amazon. The bread pillow was straight on Amazon. I looked it up. It was $24. If you're a Prime member, like I am, thank you. At Amazon.
Sponsor us.
Yeah. Well, totally. I would buy the bread pillow
yep.
and write a rave review about
yep,
it.
Right?
Well, because I use a body pillow every night. I can't sleep
right.
without a body
and
pillow.
And if it's shaped like bread. Do you think, though, you would start having bread dreams while you're sleeping
oh.
on it? And then you wake up and you're, like, eating, like, trying to eat it?
No, I don't think I would do that. But if you can make it, like, a scratch and sniff.
Ooh.
Yeah. I bet I would.
Then it would get smelly.
Yeasty. It's disgusting. So yeah, so the bread pillow is super reasonable. So,
so
I
was
actually
like,
purchase
I was
that.
Having this dream the other night that I was eating this giant marshmallow.
Oh.
And when I woke up, my pillow was gone.
Is that a dad joke?
Hashtag dad jokes.
Oh my God. That's bad. You know where that would kill? The Cracker Barrel.
It's in the Cracker Barrel joke
all
book.
The servers wear aprons and they have stars. Their name is embroidered on their apron with a star that shows like their years of service. Because
oh,
they're
awful.
So loyal to the barrel.
Awful.
No, it's not awful, Molly. It's America. So
no, it's America.
It's America.
Oh, God.
Hashtag lube life. So the last thing I want to kind
oh, yeah.
of,
yes.
and I think we're going to try and end on this with every monthly checkup
sure.
just because
yes.
I think it's super fantastic and it's a great way to end it up and it's just a reminder. So I'm going to set out, as you know, a reminder every month on the 25th to
mm-hmm.
check your boobs. And
yes.
this is not just for the ladies.
Yes.
Gentlemen can get breast cancer too. It is something near and dear to my heart. So if you haven't already been compliant with our Instagram post that went out on April 25th
yes.
about checking your boobs, which happens to also be the perfect date for Miss Congeniality because it's not too cold and it's not too hot and all you need is a light jacket. If you have not already checked your boobs, please, as soon as this episode is done, lift your shirt and
whoop,
give them a little squeeze.
I don't know. Or listen to our next episode or whatever while you do it. it. Whatever.
Oh, what a wonderful idea. Yes. Check your, touch yourself while you're listening to us. What a, when I think about you, I touch myself. Remember how dirty that song was?
Yeah. Yeah. It still is. I mean, yeah.
Like, it That's really great. Was. And I, we yeah. listened to it, and our parents were like, okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if my parents were like, okay, but I don't know.
Well, that was a dirty song.
Yeah.
When I think about you, I touch myself. Uh-huh. Do you think she was, like, full on, or was it just, like, over the sweater?
Full on.
You think she was at Cracker Barrel?
She was thinking about Cracker Barrel.
I bet she was. That's what the song was about.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys.
Oh, yeah. Good times. All right.
Well, thank you for stopping by and getting your dose of our monthly checkup.
Yep.
Like we said, don't forget to check your boobs. Thanks for making it a fantastic April. Thanks for everybody that commented on all of our little monthly Instagram posts.
We love being loving able it.
To, go back and forth with you guys on that. So please keep it up. Please keep sending us all of your stuff. We love it. Again, if you're not on following us on Instagram, this would be a lot cooler if you did. So at _ so that's a thing podcast.
All right, guys. Thanks
a lot. Thank you guys for being crazy and weird.
Bye.